From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jane Matherglass. University of Missouri Extension has received a grant of $1.35 million to bring awareness to the Federal Earned Income Tax Credit, known as EITC. The grant was provided by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services for a three-year project. MU Extension plans to use the funds to observe the impact of an EITC tax break on children in lower-income families. Extension instructor Marco Pantoja says the EITC can have a real impact on the lives who are eligible for it.
Oh, it can help quite significantly, actually. Some people might use it to maybe pay off debts or to get caught up on bills. It can be really helpful because it can be quite a significant amount of money.
The EITC is designed to lessen the load of low-income working families, but one in five families who are eligible do not apply. MU Extension hopes to expand awareness and bring that number down. Students and employees in Columbia Public Schools can be tested for COVID-19 with a new rapid testing program for schools in Missouri, the Columbia Missourian reports. The district is receiving more than 20,000 rapid test kits. The kits for participating K-12 schools are part of a shipment of 1.8 million tests coming to Missouri from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. The Columbia district will use drive-up testing, likely starting next week. The rapid tests can provide results in 15 minutes. MU spokesperson Christian Basie said university officials have decided to decline the rapid test kits for now. He says MU has adequate ability to test using molecular tests. The Missouri Department of Agriculture is sending more than $425,000 in federal grant money to 13 projects across the state. Four of those projects are from the University of Missouri. MU will receive around $117,000 to study a virus found in Missouri vineyards, identify ways to make tomatoes more marketable, compare the growth of husk tomatoes in different conditions, and standardize lavender production in the state. The money comes from the USDA Specialty Crop Block Grant Program. Liz Roberts is the grant manager for the Missouri Department of Agriculture. She says MU received its funding because of the quality of the research and plans that were submitted to the department.
These projects in particular were able to give us a good outline and a really good plan of action for the research that they're going to conduct and how they're going to tie that to enhancing the competitiveness of their chosen specialty crop in the state.
Other organizations that received funding are Missouri State and Lincoln University. The civilian board that oversees the Kansas City Police Department went into a closed session after civil rights activists repeatedly called for a public vote on whether to fire the city's police chief. The disruption of yesterday's meeting was the latest salvo in a months-long effort by civil rights activists to force Chief Rick Smith to resign or be fired over the police department's handling of excessive force complaints and fatal shootings of black men by officers. Several civil rights activists spoke out against Smith during the meeting. Smith has been under fire for months and made complaints about the department's handling of excessive force complaints and fatal shootings of black men. I'm Jane Matherglass, KBIA News, Columbia.